It's tougher for a team like Bethel's to pull off the acrobatic stunts that count in a cheerleading competition. Most teams with enough people on the roster have several girls capable of being flyers. Those are the ones thrown up and lifted into the air to stand on a shoulder, balanced on one foot. Or if they're lucky, they can use 2 feet in the stunt. With only 7 on the squad, Coach Pam Conrad has to be creative, making up routines, because one flyer usually requires 3 people to support her safely for most stunts.
We were actually really fortunate. I had 2 kids that could fly this year, and I had 2 girls that actually based like they were boys.
We have to learn all these skills and make it look easy.
Tierney McCormick is the team captain.
If we're not getting along, our stunts are not going to go up, and it's hard to get everyone up at the same time, too, because you have to time it right, too. It's not just about getting it up.
This year, the team has a guy in the roster, Avery Hoffman. He's your basic all-around Yupik athlete, a member of the champion wrestling team, and capable of holding flyers high and steady. During the state competition, one of those things occurred that no one wants to see when supporting a friend above their head. Lahisha McCann was up there when she lost her balance.
Today I fell out of a stunt in competition, but Avery, I've never seen someone flip so fast to catch me. It almost looked like he meant to do it. Like, he turned around so fast, he was like, she's not going to hit the floor today.
No one hits the floor on my watch.
No fire hits the floor.
Make sure of that one.
Avery is not the only boy in a cheerleading squad at state, but he was the only boy at the state basketball tournament last week who, after cheering the Bethel Warrior girls, ran off to change into his basketball togs and warmed up to play in the boys' basketball tournament.
Let's go, Warriors!
At halftime, the girls took center court to entertain the crowd. That's when things went totally off script for Bethel cheerleader Sydney Gray.
I really thought we were doing the beat.
But her teammates had other plans.
Yeah.
They were up there doing the routine till Avery showed up in his game clothes with a homemade poster, a dozen red roses, and chocolates to ask their teammate Sydney to the prom.
I was really confused. I was just really unexpected, but we've been dating for a while.
Her answer?
Yeah.
Avery went to work in the second half, sinking a 3-pointer while the tiny squad cheered from the sidelines, knowing this would be their last year together. Most are seniors. After graduation, the squad will be down to 2. Sydney Gray, a sophomore, is one of them, and she knows that she and junior Riley Johnson have some serious work to do if Bethel's cheerleading squad is going to exist next year.
Try and recruit a lot more people. It's just going to be really hard teaching new people all the technique we have to have.
Work out! Work out!
For KYUK, I'm Johanna Europe.